Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another Saturday, another ride. Bad weather in this ride, off and on today. I know in some areas there was thunderstorms this morning. Taper off a little bit, a little bit of rain, have a little bit of sun, then we'll have more rain, more winds, but still, it's Saturday, so we're taking a ride. And again, every Saturday, there's always things to go over and look at, and this date is April 1st. Not as crazy with people. You know, with April Fool's jokes, it's just they're old and they're tired, and you know, you move on. But April 1st was an important date in sports history in this area, and we'll get to that later. It was an important date. It was an exciting date, and there were things that happened on this date, and so we'll get to that. But first, I guess I really should deal with the Phillies because it gets over the top with people getting crazy. The Phillies lost the opening game, and baseball usually gives teams the next day off for weather situations, although the Phillies are playing in a place that has a dome. So I don't know why they do that, but it's just what baseball does. So people have had 2 days to whine and complain because it was an afternoon game, whine and complain about the Phillies blowing a 5-0 lead, about Aaron Nola. You know, it's one game. It's one game. Is it good that Aaron Nola just completely fell apart in the fourth inning? No, it's not a good thing. But you know that he's a good pitcher. Is he a great pitcher? No, he's not a great pitcher, but he's a good pitcher. But people will kind of worry, and then is the pitching deep enough? You know, I'm not excited that Bailey Falter is pitching the third game of the season for the Phillies. I mean, there's something wrong with that, but Ranger Suarez is still hurt. Otherwise, Ranger Suarez would have pitched that third game. Then they go into the Yankees, and I get all that, but the season is so long, too long, way too long. When you think there's 161 games left and there's so many games, and when you really break it down, last year they needed every one of those games because it was not, I wouldn't say it was a great season until we got to September, or a really good season until the Phillies got to September. So it's so long and so many things can happen, and just relax. But it is amazing how people turn on Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola has done a lot of good things. He's pitched a lot of innings. You know, his numbers are good in baseball pitching standards, but people will still find ways to bury him, which is part of what our question is today, and I'll get to that, to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. So we can talk about that, and I don't think your thoughts have changed concerning the Phillies. I don't think they should have changed concerning the Phillies. If you thought they were going to win, they're still going to win. If you thought they're going to win, if you think they're going to win 90-some games, that shouldn't change it because it's only one game. I don't think they're going to get into the 90s, but that's another story. So we'll talk about that today. And then, of course, there's always the Eagles to talk about. They signed another a bench player or a support player or whatever, defensive tackle, which is not a big deal, but they're just filling out rosters, and there's still things to come, especially when you get into camp. There's still things to come. Running back will come. This Bijan Robinson nonsense to draft him at number 10 is the most foolish, ridiculous, idiotic, stupid thing that I've ever heard of. And you get people that say, oh, you're going to take him at 10. No. The draft, we still got 3 weeks plus until the draft. And there'll be a lot of debates and a lot of things that people talk about. I was at the league meetings in Phoenix. And it's interesting to talk to coaches and to hear what's going on. And rule changes, there's not a lot of... The only rule change is that you can use zero. They're thinking about other things, but I don't think the clock with tenths of a second, which is not a big deal. It's better for the officials because then they can see when the clock actually gets to zero on the play clock. I'd like to see that, but they want to research it more, and they have owners meetings again in May, and they'll look at that again. But it's a cost thing, I think, for a lot of teams. And that probably comes into it as well. As much money as the NFL team owners make, I don't think that should be a big problem. But the thing that came out of that, and we'll get to the Jalen Hurts contract, and I'm going to tell you on that, relax. It's not, they're going to sign Jalen Hurts, and it's likely that they're going to agree to some kind of contract before the start of the season. Just relax. These people that just don't relax over the contract. But one of the things that came out of it, and it doesn't affect me, really doesn't affect me, but it affects you, the fans. And I'm curious there's a lot of fans out there that travel. The Eagles travel probably as much. I don't know if they travel more than some other teams, but they do travel. And this is a big issue for them. It's only going to affect them maybe. Actually, it's going to do more than... They're affected throughout the season because of the NFL having the ability to flex games. And the Thursday night flex is so unfair. And everybody except the owner of the New York Giants has said it's okay. Mara, the owner of the New York Giants, really has criticized it. And he thinks about the fans. I don't really care about the players. Players have to adjust. The players have to adjust to a short week. I don't care about the players. They're making plenty of money that they have to adjust to that, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't complain because that's just part of it, because it gives them a long week afterwards. They shouldn't complain. It's the fans. And I'm really curious. I am interested. Again, I don't plan these trips to watch the Eagles on the road. I mean, hopefully they do it for the team at home. But even then, people plan their Sundays around NFL football. And Eagles fans plan their Sundays. The 1 o'clock games are the best. But less and less, when you're a good team, less and less of that happens. But Thursday night, not only do you have to change your travel plans, and they give you 15 days. It doesn't matter. You make your plans more than 15 days ahead because you want to be able to get flights you want to be able to prepare for travel, get the hotels, do the whole thing, and maybe save a little bit of money doing it. And then there's obviously fans of Philly plan things. They've got to change things. It depends on which game you're flexing. If it's a bus ride, that's one thing. But if it's more than a bus, but still, you still have to take the day off from work. You have to take 2 days off from work. Because not only will you have to take Thursday off, you're going to have to take Friday off. I mean, I don't like when they flex Sunday into Monday. Because then that's a problem too. But Thursday night games, and the NFL, just it's mo money. I mean, that's all it is for the NFL. But I'd be interested to hear what you have to say on how it screws up fans, and you being a fan that travels for Eagles road games. It's just not fair. It's not easy for people. Well, if people take days off from work, that's not easy. And then you use vacation days that you'll use them for the Eagles, but you have to, there's so many things that go into it. So, I mean, I'd like to hear from you with that. Again, I mentioned the idiocy, the lunacy, the ridiculousness of people wanting a running back at number 10 in the draft. You only have him for one contract because you know there's more risk of a running back. The longevity of a running back is probably worse than any other position. And that's a problem for teams that draft. When you draft somebody that high, you want them for years of service. And you can get running backs. If you have a good offensive line, which the Eagles do, you can get running backs that can be successful. And there's no reason. I mean, Ike Reese is out of control with wanting to draft. But that's all right. He's out of control with a lot of things. Wanting to draft a running back at number 10. I would be more than shocked if the Eagles take Bijan Robinson at 10. There's some projections. These mock drafts get ridiculous, too. Some projections don't believe he'll go to maybe 26, and that would be Dallas. And at 26, it obviously is not a big deal because the level of player is not as big at 26. So, I don't even know why people just get locked in on stupid, foolish, ridiculous things. But running back is, and he might be the best player in the draft, but it's not the best. It is not the best. He will not go in the top 10. And he might not go in the top 20, which wouldn't surprise me. All right, so now there's another small issue, and I'm not going to make a big deal. Actually, let me get to the question first, so you know what the question is. For your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, so much good food. Boy, you're thinking about eating. The Bruno Brothers is a place to go. Any one of their 7 retail locations, or check everything out. At thebruno.com. All right, and this is based on what people have done to Aaron Nola. And it's over the top. Players or coaches that we like to rip, and I'll use the word rip rather than just criticize, fairly or
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Fairly. And there's a lot of players and coaches that we ripped fairly or unfairly. And I will lean, and I don't, my producer back in the studio, Nick Earnshaw, he's going to have the primary choice, but obviously I can override that choice. I can, just in the fairness of getting it right. I'm going to lean to people that get ripped unfairly, but they get ripped nonetheless. But, you know, fairly or unfairly, it's wide open. And there's some obvious choices, and the obvious are the obvious. And the obvious are for good reason. And so players or coaches that fans or people at WIP like to rip fairly or unfairly to win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. One other note. Today is the day, and I don't know what's going to happen, but there's a lot of people that have said, the hell with you, Elon Musk, for taking away the verification of the blue check mark on Twitter, unless you pay for it. Why should you have to pay for your credibility? And I've seen actors, I've seen athletes, I've seen a lot of people that say, the hell with Twitter, it's out of principle, I'm not paying for it, which will then, by having people paying for verification, there'll be a lot of phonies out there that now join Twitter. And Twitter is the toilet of the internet, and it will become a bigger cesspool of garbage when you take away the verification. Now, the verification doesn't mean that people will tweet like players are verified, but there's so much nonsense, that they tweet out. It's like it's a waste of time. And I've unfollowed players because of what they do to clutter up their timeline. But that doesn't mean you're going to have tweets that make sense, that aren't a waste of time, that don't clutter up your timeline. For instance, you know, my pal, Elliot Shore Parks, had the most useless tweet as he's getting ready to fly out of Phoenix. And I saw it while I was sitting there waiting to take off. His ridiculous tweet: the silliest part of packing snacks for a long flight is that I basically just sit there and think about them nonstop until I just give in and eat them all like 1 hour into the flight anyway, leaving me with nothing to eat for the actual long part of the flight. And my response to that tweet was, nobody cares. Nobody. See, now that's a waste and a cluttering up of a timeline. It is a waste because nobody cares. That those are the kind of things that happen, and it happens with verified people and unverified people. But it doesn't matter. I don't think, and I don't know how many people out there are verified that call the show, but I don't know that anybody is really going to pay for it. So Elon Musk, it makes you more annoyed at a person like Elon Musk than anybody, but whatever. And I got something to deal with John Marks, who fun sometimes and sometimes not fun, takes shots at me. But everybody takes shots at me, so it doesn't. That stuff happens all the time, so I'm used to it. But I'll deal with that coming up, too. Let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. All right. But you already know that number, right? You already know that number. So Phillies panic. I don't think there's a lot of people panic, but there's probably some. And there's probably some that have questions about the depth of the starting staff, have questions after the first game. And again, it's only one game. And I think it's unfair about the bullpen. People still, I hear, and the question comes up all the time, Jalen Hurts' contract. And the most ridiculous thing, and I guess the question has to be asked, when Nick Sirianni spoke on Tuesday. All the coaches speak, the AFC on Monday, the NFC on Tuesday. When you ask a question where you know the coach is not going to criticize that player, asked a question about thoughts of Zeke Elliott becoming the Eagles signing him and becoming an Eagle. He's done. He's cooked. He's over. And Nick Sirianni talked about how impressed he was watching him on the other sideline for 2 years. I mean, like, please. That wasn't the answer to the question. But you dodge it because you don't want to give an answer. I mean, you know he's done. You know he's done, but he's not going to say it. So to ask the question, if you even write that quote about what he said, it's wasting space in a story that might write. It's like, why even deal with it? All right, so you got the numbers, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your thoughts. Fans of travel, I do want to hear from them. Phillies panic, I want to hear that. And Jalen Hurts' contract, just relax. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:19. It is WIP. It is a Saturday morning. Weather for most of the day is not going to be great. Some of the day it'll be okay, but just hang in there. Hopefully the winds and the rain are not that bad when it comes to this evening. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to John. John, you're first up. You're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I want to touch a little bit about Aaron Nola and his start. I mean, listen, you had said it earlier. He is a very good pitcher. I don't think he's a top-tier pitcher, but he's a very good pitcher. So
I don't think he's an ace. We can agree with that.
Yeah,
but
he's
a good
pitcher.
He's
a good pitcher. He's got good numbers. He's done a lot for Philly. I mean, you know, it's only the first game. So, I mean, this guy...
Yeah, but people overreact.
People, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable listening to sports radio how they overreact to one start. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, it's coming off of spring training. You know, if this is five or six starts in, then you start to worry. But the first start, the guy has proven that he's been a very good pitcher throughout the year. So, and he's durable, so he's going to be around. So, I mean, we kind of got to give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah, and then people bring in the contract. Hey, listen, based on what many other pitchers got, he's probably in the ballpark. Is he probably asking for a little too much? Yeah, I'm sure. But the Phillies probably aren't willing to come close to that, and that's why there's not going to be a contract until at least they say they're not talking about it until the end of the year. So, and then he becomes a free agent. And then if he gets out in free agency, somebody will pay him. But regardless, you got to worry about this season right now.
No, absolutely. And one thing the Phillies have proven is that, you know, they rarely let their talent leave. I mean, you know, Jason Worth is probably one of the ones they probably let go. But for the most part, you know, if you're talented and you're productive, they're going to keep you around or find a way to keep you around.
Well, yeah.
So,
I don't know to work it out. Yeah.
No, absolutely. So the other small point I want to make is, you know, I understand what Ike Reese says about the running back, and there is no way the Eagles are picking a running back number one.
He's out of touch with football.
I understand that this guy is probably, you know, a generational talent possibly, but like you said, you draft the running back in the first round, you only have him for the first contract and he's gone. So, I mean,
well,
you know,
I'm going to use Saquon Barkley. Generational talent, right? And he was a really good running back. What has it done for the Giants? And he's had injuries in his first contract, you know, his first initial contract. That's the story of running backs. And it's rare that when you draft a running back in the top 10, that the team that drafts that back goes to the Super Bowl. Now, that pick that the Eagles got was not theirs. They got it in a trade, and I get that. But it's not at the top of the list in today's game when running backs just aren't as important because you know you can get them later in the draft. And if your offensive line is good, and to win, for the most part, your offensive line's got to be good, you can have success with good, solid running backs that don't have to be drafted in the top 10. It's foolish, it's asinine, it's stupid to take a running back at number 10. Just stupid.
Absolutely. And you had said it earlier with RF and offensive line, you can get somebody in the second and third round that could be very productive on a behind right on.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. They took Miles Sanders in the second round, and it worked out for him, but they had him for one contract. So now he's gone. And now he's gone. And he was a second-round pick. Even that's high in a lot of cases. Now, LeSean McCoy was good. Did it get him anywhere? I don't think it got him anywhere. They were a good team, but they weren't a Super Bowl team. And that was still a second-round pick in LeSean McCoy. So even the second round is kind of borderline, unless you know that player is really good. And there's no other players on the board, you say, well, this is the best player on the board. Now, Bijan Robinson might be the best player on the board, but he's a running back. It's not a good position to want to get drafted high. If you're a running back, you might be good, but and it's hard to get a second contract of any note. I mean, think about what running backs got a second contract at big money? I can't think of many.
Saquon is getting the tag. He got a decent deal, but I mean, you look at Miles Sanders based on him being an All-Pro. He should have gotten more. So the value for running back isn't really out there for teams
to
pay.
No, it's not. All right. Do you have somebody that in this city, whether it's the people on WIP or it's the callers that rip fairly or unfairly?
We can go with coaches too. Yes.
I said, yeah, that's right. Players or coaches?
I want to go with Gabe Kapler. He deserved to get ripped when he was here.
Poor Gabe. Gabe, who wouldn't do a video goodbye for Angelo. I wonder why. So, all right, you're in, John. Gabe Kapler.
Bye, Sean. Have a good day.
All right, you too. You know what? I don't know if that, in a lot of cases, I don't know if that was unfair. I think that would, in a lot of cases, he learned when he left here. I don't know if that was, but it, like I said, fairly or unfairly. All right, let's go to Jim, Northeast Philadelphia.
Up, hey, okay. Aaron Nola is unfairly being ripped, but first let me start with why there's a bad concern if something happens to Nola. And Wilmer, and I'll tell you what was concerning about last night's game. But I saw the most disgraceful pitching last night at AAA, and there's this Morales kid. Let me show you an example. That even the announcer said how horrendous. And now they were playing the Nationals, the Red Wings. They're called the Nationals, AAA. The announcer said that this kid is horrendous. He said it three or four times. He threw three wild pitches, couldn't get the ball over the plate. Now, this is the kind of stuff that Preston Mattingly has there, right? The first pitcher, Plassmeyer, he barely lasted a little over two innings or whatever. He was so out, he couldn't even – they scored more runs on wild pitches and on wild pitches and walks, okay? Now, yes, there was some hits. So the thing is, what's concerning about that, I know you or many people, fans out there, we only have two pitchers that are great down there, Painter and Abel. Now, if something happens to Wheeler or Noah or any of them, there's one down there. Now, wait a minute.
Okay.
Everybody will say, what's the concern about it? Well, if we get an injury, we have to bring from down there. It was the most disgraceful pitch. The coaches down there should be fired, including Preston Mattingly. Now, about last night's
game.
Well,
why should they be fired? Why should they be fired?
Because their pitchers are not that good. They're not coaching them right.
Let's just circle back here. They have two pitchers which they believe are very good. Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just got hurt. And the problem there was allowing him, and I talked to a couple of baseball people, allowing him to add those two pitches, especially the cutter at a young age, can hurt your arm. And I don't know that that's what caused the problem, but he had three good pitches already. It was unnecessary to work other pitches.
I agree with you. I'm not talking about Painter. I said Painter and Abel will be good, will be great. That's not the issue.
Yeah, but how many teams have more than two pitchers down there that are ready?
But the other pitchers down there are not major league ready and never will be, because they can't throw the ball over the plate. They're not being trained. Look at the disgraceful pitching performance in AAA.
I'm not going to defend everything, and there's no reason to defend, but they had such a poor scouting department for the Phillies until they got rid of Klentak. And then Andy McPhailure was an idiot.
And they still do.
Well, no, I think these guys are sharper, but it takes a while to get those pitchers. Pitchers aren't the easiest players to find.
Okay, here we go with the excuses. All right, let me tell you, it's not an excuse, it's just reality. Okay,
You know me. I'm not going to make excuses for anybody, but the reality is, Ranger Suarez is a good pitcher. That was somebody that they.
Okay, but this Morales kid, who even the announcer for the Nationals said he was good in Reading, but he was still wild. And then they said he was horrendous last year in AAA, and they couldn't see how bad
that's
he was.
Fine.
And
I'm not worried about the minor league pitchers right now. I'm not worried.
No, but if we get an injury, you should worry. Okay,
yeah, but everybody has the – not everybody – hey, the Mets have Verlander's on the injured list. There was somebody else. And they lost Diaz. They lost their closer for the whole year with that ridiculous World Baseball Classic ridiculous, right, because it's the wrong time of the year. It's not ridiculous in what it is, but that's another story.
Before we close,
they've lost two pitchers, and they're still considered one of the best teams in the division. Okay, and it's not like they're just bringing – they're using David Robertson. David Robertson is their closer. I mean, so you know they don't have anybody.
Okay, well, let me show you how the concern that we should have. Okay. When, if you watched the game last night, did you see McCarthy and Kruk talking? And John Kruk knows a little bit about baseball.
It wasn't last night. It was Wednesday afternoon, or whatever day it was.
Wednesday. Okay, well, Wednesday afternoon.
Thursday
afternoon. That's what I meant
Thursday
to say.
Thursday afternoon.
John Kruk said what Soto was doing wrong, that he was sliding his foot and his arm wasn't hitting. Now, here's a guy that's not even a pitching coach, but played baseball to spot that and can't.
Did he say that when there was men on base? Was there somebody on base at the time, if I remember?
I don't recall if it was somebody on base.
Well,
but
if there's somebody on
wild.
Base, it's easier to steal now because the bases are bigger, so you have to worry about that.
John Kruk was talking about.
They just got Soto, and they didn't get him until late because they all had visa problems when they're. When they're coming
right,
out of the country.
Right, but John Kruk said he could.
Enough of this. Who is the player or coach that we rip fairly or unfairly? He dropped out? All right. I mean, come on now. Stop it already. Will you stop it? All right, let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how's it going?
It's great. Never had a bad day in my life. Been challenged a few times, but whatever.
Yeah. We cannot beat the Rangers. We lost all four games last year with this team. Hopefully today.
I don't even remember last year. They lost a lot of teams. Wait a minute. They lost all six games to the Cubs. So you can always find a team. The Rangers are different now. They have a different manager. They have better players. It's whatever. That has nothing to do with it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, of course. But I was looking at the over and under for the Phillies. It was 88.5, I believe. They had the Mets and Braves at 93, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah, so they over really 90, think they're overnight. And the Mets and Braves are a better team.
But it's amazing that people think the Phillies can win 90 plus games. I don't see. I see 88. 87 like last year.
Yeah.
I know why the people criticize Aaron Nola, because they look at him as he should be a number one, and he's not a number one. He's more of a two and three.
Well, I don't know that he should be a number one. He is what he is.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a number two starter. He's a number two starter on many teams.
People perceive him to be a number one starter, and that's why he gets a lot of criticism.
Well, not on this team. Do you think he should be a number one starter on this team?
No.
Okay.
Two or three. But most people don't think that. But the Eagles, I'm worried about their defense, but like you said, be patient, wait till the end of the draft. I was off with the running back at number 10, B.J. Robinson, but then I started listening to you and Lewis Reddick, the national guy, and now I'm more on getting that type of running back with their second first-round pick. If he's there, let's say 23, 24, or that other running back out of Alabama, maybe move up.
I don't think they'd move up that much. I don't think they'd move up that much from 30. But you don't need to draft a running back at number 10. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And anybody that thinks that should happen is clueless. And they're clueless that they're clueless.
And I listened to both of you guys, Ike Reese, and I started thinking, yeah, you're right. I was all for it at the beginning, but then I started to really think about it. The value, they don't reach their second contract, a lot of them. Miles Sanders, who I'm a fan of, is gone. And it's just amazing. I got a coach that gets unfairly criticized. I'm one of them. He couldn't get a stop in the second half in the Super Bowl. That's Jonathan Gannon, Howard. Take care.
All right. And I don't know that he's criticized unfairly. I think more than anything, I think he's criticized unfairly because people in this town have no clue how good a coach he is. Some people do, but a lot of people don't. All right. Coming up, Jason Kelce and Howie Roseman talked about dealing with Philadelphia fans. And also, I've got to address what John Marks said yesterday. I don't have to address it, but I will. It's coming up. And and April 1st is a big date in Philadelphia sports years ago. And I'll get to that as well. 215-592-9494. Time is now 8:39. Are always nice. The weather's not, but that's okay. We can deal with it. All right, let me. I gotta get to. I don't have to get to anything, but I will get to John Marks. But first, let's go to Craig. Craig, you're on WIP.
How is school? What's up, brother? How you doing?
How's DC?
Hey, man, long time no talk, brother. Hey, I'm down here in this wild, cold, cool place we call D.C. You know,
You're going to get some bad weather today, too.
Yeah, we're hitting it down here. Yeah, it's pretty ugly. Went out here to the dealership in the early oil change, so to be calling, get to you early.
Wow.
But, yeah, man, listen, I'm with you, man. Listen, you should start your segment, man. Welcome to Wisdom all the time, man. Because these guys, man, the Twitterverse and the Twittiets and all the nicknames.
The Twittiets. Twittiets. Yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah, you cracked me up when you said that. These guys all panicking over Aaron Nola. Come on, man. Guys, relax. It's one game. Relax. We'll be okay. Okay. And then moving on to the Eagles. Howard, check this out. People don't understand, man. I don't know what it's going to take to hit these people over the head that Howie is playing chess. Everybody else is playing checkers. This guy, there's no way in hell. Why would you draft a running back at 10 when you can trade back, get more picks? Because we have no third, fourth, fifth round pick. You get some more picks, and you can still get a running back later in the first round or early second.
Well, like yeah, if somebody wants to trade in for that running back, go for it. Yeah, go for it.
Let him go for it. And yep. You got Gibbs, too. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, it's just like you said, running back, you can shake him out of tree. You get five. Listen, you're going to get three to 5 years max out of these guys. You pick a guy that high up in the draft, you're going to be on the hook for a massive cap hit, a massive contract for this guy. It's just not worth it. People need to really relax. You know, let Howie play his chess. Let the checker players go ahead on and do what they do and sit in the corner, put them in timeout or whatever else. And I think the bird game's going to be good, Howard.
People that want a running back for the Eagles at 10 are clueless.
Right.
Clueless.
Hmm. I agree with you. That is funny. Yeah.
And they're clueless clueless. That's the problem,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, really they are, Howard. Yeah. So definitely, yeah, I think they all need to cool out. Yeah, and then, and like I said, on the Sixers, Howard, I think, they got a nice little win last night. Then, but once again, I just feel like.
How do they blow a 20-point lead into a two-point lead?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Let me talk about a bigger problem. The bigger problem is the NBA sucks. The NBA has no defense.
Hey,
when Boston wins by 40 points over Milwaukee, Milwaukee didn't show up. When the Sixers score 77 in the first half, the other team didn't show up for a half. And then they let them get back into the game. The NBA, there's so many blowouts. There's so many big – I don't even get it anymore. Do a lot of the teams even try anymore to play defense? Do they even make an attempt to play defense? I mean, then they got excited. They didn't play a good game against Dallas, and they won. Well, Dallas is not even a playoff team right now. So what did they accomplish? They won. Great. I mean, that's great. But it's just in the playoffs, playing like this is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Right. But I agree with you on that, Howard. Definitely.
Whatever.
Hey, look, real quick, brother. Hey, you have a good day and all that, man. And my player that I want to give you is, I tell you, man, it was crazy how we get so many players in here that Sixers team is jinxed, but I think back to Allen Iverson. You know, he was the original AI, but then when we had Andre Iguodala, he was the AI, but then, you know, we destroyed him while he was here, talked about he was nothing. And then he went on to become an NBA Finals champion, an NBA MVP Finals. So I give Iguodala as my guy.
Yeah, they actually people criticized him unfairly, too. I agree with that.
Yeah, I go with Iguodala, brother.
Should have never left. Yeah, should have never left.
Have a great weekend, brother.
Hey, thanks for the call. Billy King let him go because I think they were $3 million apart on a contract. Ridiculous. But all right, let me address. It's not a big deal, but I just want to get to it. John Marks made a comment. He ripped me because I criticize Joel Embiid. Well, I'm allowed to criticize Joel Embiid. All right, I'm allowed to criticize him. And I talk to people. Joel Embiid is probably going to win the MVP, and I don't care whether he wins the MVP. That's not what it's all about. I didn't care if Jalen Hurts won the MVP. Because it's about winning. It's about winning a championship. It's not about winning an MVP. Oh, he won the MVP. Great. I mean, and what does that do for the team? Does nothing. It's a personal thing. And Joel Embiid, although he says he doesn't care about that, he does. He's taking the other tack right now. But to criticize me for criticizing Joel Embiid because he's not a leader. He'll score points. He shouldn't have played in both the games at Golden State and Phoenix because Phoenix was the third game in four nights. And then he woe is Meade after the game. Oh, I was tired. You know, I don't want to hear that. If you're going to play, don't say anything about, yeah, I played hurt. Don't say that. I don't want to hear that. If you go play to the best of your ability. Do what you can. But the reason he played against Golden State of Phoenix was he knew he could score points. And not only does he want to win the MVP, he wants to win the scoring title. And I listen, if that's what he wants, that's great. He's a great, and I've always said, he's a terrific player. But he's not a leader. And whether he wins the MVP or not, and he'll probably win it, I don't care. But to rip me over that, hey, John, I talk to a lot of people, and I get insight on players, which is something a lot of guys don't do, but that's just what they do or what they don't do, and get a lot of insight on players. And that's where some of my opinions are formulated based on that. Hey, John, just stick to wife talk, will you? Just stick to wife talk. He had a segment on wife talk. Just stick to that. All right. And I'll take care of the Joel Embiid comments. All right. All right. Just, hey, listen, I'm just putting it out there. All right, let's go to a nitwit and a dope and a moron, and that would be Cowboy Jim.
Wow, that was a lot of deep thinking you got there going, Howard. That was inspirational. Anyway, good morning.
It wasn't supposed to be inspirational, you
King
moron.
King of Kings, what tasty cake did we eat this morning? Not what you like. What did you eat this morning?
And you talk about foolishness. Will you move on, please?
Okay. Another thing too, when you're on an airplane and you're about to take off, your phone should be in airplane mode. You should not be looking at your phone. You're not on the Eagle charter doing whatever you want.
Not until they tell you to turn the phone
into airplane. When the plane pushes back.
But the plane was. How do you know what position the plane was in? You dope.
Well, because you
how
said
do you know
about
what position? How do you know you board the plane? Let's see, we boarded the plane like 30 to 35 minutes before takeoff. All right, so they don't tell you
30 minutes before you push back. Before you push back, not takeoff. Understand?
I'm not even going to deal with this. I'm not even going to deal with this. When they tell me to put it in airplane mode, I do. All right, move on, you bozo.
All right. First of all, let's see. Nola is cooked.
It's obvious you're a Cowboy fan because you're clueless that you're clueless.
Nola is cooked.
And you try to be cute, and you don't even know. You can't even be cute.
Oh, anyway, Nola is cooked. Now we have to worry about three innings. It's like he can make it three innings, but that's it. So after that, he's done. I hope Jalen signs his contract because he's not going to have anyone around him. You know, someone like Joe Burrow. Look how good Joe Burrow can do with a horrible offensive line.
Joe Burrow is a better quarterback.
Thank you. Exactly. Want to sign Jalen $200 million?
Nobody questioned that.
Well, right. Well, I'm just saying. Everyone seems to be going crazy.
It's obvious that Cowboys fans have no idea about football, but that's all right.
Yes, we do. We want that running back. We'll take Robinson because
at 26. At 26.
You're not getting it. Okay, they're not all Derrick Henrys. Okay, Derrick Henry, they're running him two or three times, every four downs. Okay, the running backs these days are bringing them in and out. They're getting them rest. Have three great running backs back there.
Okay,
I'm okay with that.
This is really insightful stuff.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know you are. That's really insightful.
All right, now let's get to the pitch count.
You're bored me so far, but go ahead.
All right, let's get to the pitch count. Okay, how many millions and hundreds of millions of dollars is Major League Baseball going to lose by having shorter games?
None.
If you're at the game for an hour more, aren't you going to buy more stuff? Aren't you going to drink more?
No.
You're not.
No, because you're still going to get the same amount of stuff because you've always missed batters and pitches before. No, they're not going to lose anything.
I don't believe that. I don't believe what you're saying right there.
It's a foolish take.
All right. Well, anyway.
Hey, you know what?
As for my player,
I'm
going to
tell you what
coach.
This call has done for me. It's bored me. I'll see you later. I'm done.
Hold on.
Get out of here. See you. Yeah, you totally bored me. Typical Cowboys fan. You totally bored me. And unfortunately, I think you bored the people that are listening. So it was time to move on. 215-592-9494.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.